USA News, I'm John Schaefer. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is indicating that Democrats may be open to backing the Republicans' temporary funding bill as a measure to avert a government shutdown scheduled for this Friday. Over the weekend, House Speaker Mike Johnson presented a short-term plan aimed at extending government funding until February. In a letter sent on Monday to all House Democrats, Jeffries conveyed that they are actively reviewing the proposal put forth by Republican leadership and engaging in discussions with fellow members. The House is scheduled to consider Johnson's bill later this week. Donald Trump Jr. has testified once again in the civil fraud trial involving the Trump Organization. Speaking on behalf of the defense, he attributed the charges against his father to an overzealous New York attorney general.
It doesn't feel like, you know, we're playing by the rules. We're playing by a one-sided system of justice.
The Trump family is accused of exaggerating their wealth to secure more favorable loan agreements. The conflict between Israel and Hamas in its 38th day, the World Health Organization reporting that Gaza's primary hospital has been without power for 3 days, rendering it non-functional. Both the United Nations and the Israel Defense Forces estimate that over 100,000 individuals have fled from northern Gaza to the south using a designated humanitarian corridor. 12,000 deaths combined have been reported. President Biden is scheduled for an in-person meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in San Francisco on Wednesday. Here's what National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan had to say.
We're looking forward to a productive meeting. President Biden has a long history with President Xi. Their conversations are direct. They're straightforward.
The two leaders will address some of the most fundamental elements in the relationship between Washington and Beijing. And the U.S. Supreme Court is implementing its own formal code of ethics in an endeavor to enhance public confidence in the judiciary. This is USA News.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. 3822.
A U.S. Secret Service agent assigned to protect President Biden's granddaughter Naomi opened fire overnight on an attempted car break-in in Washington, D.C. Around midnight last night in the Georgetown neighborhood, Secret Service agents encountered possibly three people breaking a window on a parked and unoccupied government vehicle. After the gunshots, the offenders immediately fled the scene in a red vehicle. No one was injured. Everything is bigger in Texas, except the gas prices. Drivers in the Lone Star State have the nation's lowest prices for gas. According to AAA, the average price of gas in Texas is $2.80 per gallon. That's compared to the national average of $3.36. Work on the Rockefeller Christmas tree is underway. We get the latest from Lance Pry.
Crews are starting to decorate the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree in New York City. The 80-foot-tall Norway spruce will be decked out with more than 50,000 LED lights and topped with a 9-foot, 900-pound star with points in all directions. It will be covered in 3 million crystals. The lighting will take place in roughly 2.5 weeks on Wednesday the 29th.
And McDonald's is launching specially designed Crocs with prices ranging from $70 to $75 when they debut tomorrow. Each pair comes with matching socks, which are available for an additional $20. The custom-designed shoes are available at Crocs retail outlets. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.